Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Friday tailgate for Steelers and Colts with us is brought to you by Galee Services. Mark Cabali usually joins us in studio on Fridays, but he has all kinds of errands to do today. You're running kids around, things of that nature. Can you hear us, Mark? We can see you scratching your head.
There it is. We go. Hi, now Mark. I can hear. Hi, Mark.
You're making that face you make when you're like interviewing a player in the locker room and you're not really totally into what they're saying, or when you are with Tomlin at an event and you look up at the lights and make a face.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not very good at controlling my facial expressions.
I'd love to play poker with you, because you just get two aces dealt to you and the smirk would be a mile wide.
And what was the thing the other day about how you were like farting and your kid said eggs are someone's boiling eggs?
Yeah, you know what? You wake up in the morning and got a little stomach grumbling there, and he walks over and says, "I smell boiled eggs." I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about, kid."
What? You're acting like swamp gas gathers in your body overnight.
You'll be this age one time, Malsy. Quickly, soon, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Well, you're bringing the mood down here, just like you're bringing the mood down when it comes to Fields for all the Justin Fields fans out there. You just think he's eventually going to cede that job.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to say it's going to be this week, next week, or the week after, but it'd be crazy to think that he's going to go throughout the season being the number one. I think there's going to come a span where
let me ask you this then.
Opportunity to let Russell get in there.
When do you think we are going to reach that like inflection point where a decision has to be made? Like, there's a turning point in this where Wilson is healthy enough, and Mike Tomlin, instead of like browbeating everybody in the Tuesday presser about doing like the Nick Saban, "I'm not going to tell you, so stop asking." When do you think we get to a point where Wilson is healthy enough where he actually has to address it head on?
He's gonna slow play this as much as he can, but it's going to have to come to a point eventually where he does make a decision. I don't know when that might be. I mean, I still believe what you're going to do is hear Wilson come out and deem himself 100% healthy, maybe to put the pressure on Tomlin to make that choice. And if he had to make that choice right now, I mean, it'd be crazy to go to Russell right at this moment.
Mark, do you think Russell Wilson's close?
It's so hard to determine by just watching him, because he's not trying to do – he knows he's not playing, right? Mm-hmm. So he's out there just – getting his arm loose. He's not even testing it, at least in front of us, to a degree where you can make a determination. So for me to say he's close or not, it's impossible to tell right now. Just by looking at him, I don't see any limp or anything like that in the locker room. Out there, he's not doing very much right now. I think the key is right now is Russell's going to have to start worrying about himself, where if he comes back at 95%, and this thing gets tweaked one more time, then his career can be over. So he better be worrying about himself and make sure he's 100+1% healthy before he even tries it, or his career could be over.
Well, I mean, he's got to – again, that makes sense, but that just makes this even juicier or more compelling of a situation, because while he might know in the back of his mind, I've got to make sure I'm healthy, he's got to be feeling more pressure with every week that passes where Fields plays well and they win. And I'm not saying that's a guarantee either will happen. If they go to 4-0 and Fields looks good and Wilson's still not ready, they go to 5-0. If he's still not ready, he's going to start telling lies to himself, I think, to try to say, I'm going to go tell them I'm 100%, because he's got to feel like the sand is going through the hourglass at that point.
Like Days of Our Lives.
But at that point, if you're 5-0, 6-0, that's when Tomlin has to come out and make, you know, decree that Justin's our starter for the foreseeable future here, so he's not forced to, even if he tries to come back, that they won't allow him to do that because Fields is – then won this job and moving forward. So I don't think we're at that point quite yet. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, Russell didn't talk this week. It didn't mean he didn't want to and he didn't ask if he needed to talk to. He almost relented and basically said, you know, I don't have anything to say new, which is very unusual for him. So he has to be feeling, you know, a little bit dejected, not that he's not playing, that he's not capable of playing quite yet.
Mason McCormick.
Mason Mormon?
I don't know what I was saying there or thinking there. Many people in your shoes have said, and you have, that he will start with Sayamalu doubtful for the game. Yeah. What are we getting here? Are you of the opinion that Mason McCormick has the potential to be a great player, Mark? What is your Mason McCormick scouting report?
Yeah, I mean, he played 25 snaps last week, pretty much split it, almost split it between tight end and guard. I mean, he's a different player than Spencer Anderson. He's going to play a very, very physical brand of football, and that's what you probably want to do against the Colts and even moving forward here. It's not like he's a young guy. He's spent 6 years at South Dakota State, and he made sure he reminded me that's Division I and not Division II, like I mentioned to him. Well, FBS, FCS, it's all the same to me.
Good job, Mark.
So he's played like 70 games at a pretty high level. He's won 32 in a row between college and the pros. So he's not your typical rookie.
Who's he remind you of?
Mean, nasty style to him. I think that's why they like him.
Who's he remind you of?
Whew. I'm not going to say, who's he remind me of? A mauler. Maybe a... you know, playing wise, not personality wise, but maybe a Richie Incognito type.
Damn. You know,
I hope he doesn't have some of Richie's personality traits.
But I'll take Richie Incognito, the player.
That's why I prefaced it that way. Playing style wise, maybe not after the, you know, well, you know what he did.
Screw loose. Yep.
Yeah. Very nice guy, though.
When you look at this game in terms of strategy for the Steelers, we know that Richardson's so turnover prone. He's thrown 5 picks in the last 2 games. Like, how do you expect Mike Tomlin to try to play this? We were just kicking this around. Do you think he comes out aggressive to try to put them behind the 8-ball? Or do you think he kind of goes, I guess, more conservative, for lack of a better term, and waits for Richardson to screw up?
Probably the latter. Make him screw up, make him go on those big plays. I mean, the one way Richardson can beat you, well, the two ways, is with his legs. And the number two is hitting those big shots down the field. They truly believe that he's not capable of leading the Colts on 12, 13, 14 play drives. He'll eventually screw up. So I think that's the way they'll go about it. Try to make him do what Justin Fields has been able to do successful over the past 3 weeks. Take what's not there, first read, take what's not there, don't turn the ball over, and run the ball. They're very similar in that offensive styles. But Fields has been able to do it a lot better than Richardson right now.
Do you think Cordarrelle Patterson just eats up the snaps that Jaylen Warren would get when he's healthy? Or is this an old school Mike Tomlin, we're going to run and use Najee Harris till his wheels fall off kind of game?
Yeah, you'll probably see Cordarrelle for, you know, maybe a next year series or something to that degree. I don't think it's going to be 60-40. I think it's pretty much going to be a Najee game. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to see anybody else carry the ball very much. But Patterson is another guy that, you know, you look at him, he has the 84 and has receiver. He played receiver for 6-7 years in the league, but he's still a powerful big guy that can, you know, run between the tackles as well. But I still feel it's going to be a Najee game. And he really, even though he's played well, I think over 3 weeks, he hasn't had that outstanding game yet. I think
are you predicting it? You calling for it, Mark? You calling?
I think he could get a 100-yard game here. I think it's a Najee 100-yard.
Well, you need to get that FanDuel app back that you deleted because his total is only like 64 yards.
The Pirates ruined me of that, so I'm done with that.
Jeez, that's grim. You think Fields? Do you think Fields gets more running going here in this game, like design running? And B, I guess A kind of answers B here, but do you think they even want Justin Fields running more than he has thus far?
No, I think you have a better chance of him taking more shots down the field than him running. I mean, I don't really want him to do too many design runs unless it's around the goal line, around the red zone, like he did last week with his touchdown. I don't want to see that. I want to see him be able to turn, you know, a scramble play into big yards. I'd like to see him throw the ball downfield, but I mean, I don't see them changing a whole lot of what they're doing, and that's one, like I said, one read, check down, run the ball, make it second and eight, third and four, manageable situations, and he's been able to convert on third downs. I mean, it's a formula that's worked, so I don't see – maybe mix in a couple more deep balls, like I keep saying, but I don't think it's going to change much, no.
Is the rumor true that you're not going to be up with me in the press box, that you're going to be in McAfee's suite for the entire game?
I don't think so. No, I'll be in the press box. I think I might go some – I might be hanging out with Donnie in the – does Donnie go? I don't even know where Donnie's
no.
going, is he?
Donnie's got to be back here hosting Pittsburgh Game Day with you, Mark.
Yeah, I thought Donnie was still going to a couple.
He's going to the Vegas. I thought he was going to the Vegas game again. Kabali, if you go into the McAfee suite and then you try to come back to the press box, you're going to have like a lampshade around your head or something. I mean, those guys are going to be going wild in there. That Boston Connor is going to be wearing a wolf shirt. Then he's going to be wearing a polar bear shirt. He's going to have all kinds of animal shirts.
I might do some pregame in the parking lot more than anything else. I don't think I've – honestly, I probably have not did a tailgate since I was probably 19. So –
do you remember the game?
Very foreign to that concept. Very foreign.
Do you remember the game?
Probably like the Pirates versus the – wait. Pirates versus – when did they throw the pizza and hot dogs on the field? Expos maybe? When was that? 90
– wait, what?
Three? Do you remember?
They threw pizza and hot dogs on the field? I was 8 years old.
Obviously, I think it might have been 93 or something. Obviously, Pirates were losing everybody, and they made like six errors in one play, and everybody threw like hot dogs and chicken and pizza and whatever giveaways on the field.
This just sounds like an insane scene that would be.
You don't remember?
No, this sounds like something so. This sounds like something so ridiculous it would get remembered like Disco Demolition Night or 10 Cent, you know, all that stuff.
93, I want to say the 93 opener against the Expos, I want to say. That might be the last tailgate.
Mark, give us the offensive player to watch and the defensive player to watch in this game.
Wow, offensive player to watch. I'm going to say George Pickens. I think Pickens is going to have himself, maybe not a ton of catches, but a deep one, a significant touchdown of 40, 50, 60 yards. I'd give it to him. I probably should just go with Justin Fields, but I think he might struggle a little bit more than he has in the first three games. I don't know. I said it. People are going to come after me. I hate Justin Fields. But that's not the case, by the way.
Well, Donnie did say you tweeted him one good throw during the game last week in a derogatory way. Donnie said you texted him one good throw in a derogatory way.
That's just me. That's just me messing with Donnie.
Do you think – I have a serious quick one to end with.
Well, hold on. He didn't give us the defensive player to watch.
Okay, fine.
My defensive player, should I do the layup? Should I do the layup with T.J. Watt? No, I'm going to say a big Minka Fitzpatrick interception.
Wow, we haven't had one in almost 2 years.
They're avoiding him. They don't want to throw near him. Quickly.
They don't want that smoke.
I brought this up to Pony. I don't think it's been mentioned a ton, but it got watched so much last year. George Pickens doesn't have a touchdown through three games, and not only is he not like been making any kind of a stir on the field about it, Mark, he actually seems like he's been a pretty damn good teammate. Like, I talked to Pony about this Monday. He makes a catch. He's dapping up Scotty Miller. Like, he seems fired up. Everyone sees him on the Austin touchdown, like, pointing and celebrating. I would imagine it's a pretty good sign for this team that their best offensive player hasn't scored a touchdown yet. And so far, he seems pretty quiet about that.
Yeah, well, he's staying away from us, so that probably helps. He'll talk once a week on a Wednesday. I don't think he talks after the games yet, so Maybe he doesn't trust himself. Maybe he just hates us. So, I mean, through
he managed
three games,
to turn it into a negative again somehow.
Well, I'll be there. Maybe I'll go up to him after the game and see if I can get him to.
You won't see him. He'll say, I got to take my wrist tape off and go in the next room, and you won't see him again. But wait till we're into week 6, 7, 8, and this happens, then I will say. But, he's matured. You can see he's matured. But the thing about George is he's such a good talker, and he's a very smart individual, but he just doesn't like us. Mm. How about that?
Pony should then go as just like dressed as a Steelers fan and pretend he somehow got into the locker room, and maybe George will talk to him.
I have a feeling Pony's going to stir it up on Sunday.
Gee, what would give you that impression, Mark? Why would you ever say something like that?
They're going to lose, and Pony's first question, but like, is this a Tomlin game, Mike?
Something like that. Mike, is this one of the losses you have become famous for?
Mark, I'll see you there in Indy. Bye now.
All right. We'll see you guys.
15-minute mark. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Open phone Friday right now, 412-928-9370. Whatever you want, 412-928-9370. Does this have the feel of a Tomlin special? Your thoughts on this matchup? A lot of things going through our heads right now. We want to get your thoughts. Anything you want, 412-928-9370. Here right now is...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Seth Lundy, headline.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.